In Houston today, a big development in the government's Enron investigation. Andrew Fastow, Enron's chief financial officer, was arrested and charged with wire, mail, and securities fraud, among other things. Prosecutors believe Fastow engineered the numerous off-balance sheet partnerships that bankrupted the company and left shareholders and employees holding the bag. If convicted, the 40-year-old executive faces decades in prison. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports from Houston.
With his hands clasped tightly in front of him and his mouth set in a tight, grim line, today Andrew Fastow began what will surely be a long legal odyssey. Early this morning, Fastow surrendered to the FBI. Then, with his hands cuffed, he was taken to the federal courthouse in downtown Houston. Prosecutors charged that the former Enron executive created numerous schemes to deceive and defraud investors while at the same time enriching himself and his family at the company's expense. Outside the courtroom, Andrew Wiseman, deputy director of the Enron Task Force, detailed the government's complaint.
Today, the Enron Task Force unsealed a criminal complaint against Andrew S. Fastow. He was charged with leading a lengthy fraud scheme that served to artificially manipulate Enron's balance sheet and to generate for Fastow millions of dollars of other people's money, all at the expense of Enron's shareholders, the SEC, and others.
Fastow will be released on $5 million bond, $3 million in cash, and will hand over the deeds to his house in Vermont, his house in Galveston, his two homes in Houston, as well as his parents' home. An additional $11 million of Fastow's funds were frozen by the court. The government explained that action was taken to prevent him from fleeing and using those millions to live in luxurious exile. Fastow's passport, as well as his wife's passport, were also confiscated. Lead prosecutor Wiseman said that today's action was a step toward justice for the thousands who suffered because of Enron's collapse.
The Enron shareholders and the American public have a right to see justice done in this case, and today we took a giant step forward towards reaching that goal.
The government's decision to file a criminal complaint instead of immediately indicting Fastow is most likely a calculated strategy. This maneuver allows prosecutors to reveal to Fastow and other targets of the investigation the strength of their case. This, in turn, could propel them toward cooperation. But so far, Fastow is refusing and remains defiant. His lawyer, John Kecker, denied the government's accusations and vowed to fight.
Now that he is charged, Andy Fastow welcomes the opportunity to prove the truth about Enron. That truth is simple. Enron hired Andy Fastow to do off-balance sheet transactions, to arrange them. The Enron board of directors, the chairman, the CEO directed and praised that work. Andy Fastow always was dedicated to the long-term success of Enron. At no time did he do anything that he believed was a crime.
Fastow and his lawyers have remained silent until now, but today they began to reveal a bit of their trial strategy, pointing the blame at Fastow's colleagues at Enron and trying to discredit their credibility. It is those colleagues, including Andrew Fastow's top deputy, Michael Copper, who will be key witnesses for the government. And when asked if the investigation had already bagged its top target or will continue to pursue cases against Enron's president and CEO, Jeffrey Skilling and Ken Lay, prosecutors emphasized that they are not finished. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.